The Gospel of Mark invites us to discipleship, the discipleship in which we are called and God takes the initiative. He invites us, he initiates us, and he sends us out on mission. And that mission, we cannot do it by ourselves. He accompanies us throughout the mission. He accompanies us throughout our journeys, and he makes sure that what he has invited us to do, we are able to do it by his grace. So the disciples of Jesus were sent out to preach the good news, to preach the gospel. And today, as missionary disciples, we too are invited, we too are called and sent out. And today, our first reading from St. Peter reassures us that God will not abandon us. The mission in which we all are called is a mission that we have to take on with humility. It's a mission that we have to accept with humility. In that way, we are carrying not our own mission, but the mission of the one who called us, and that is Jesus Christ. And what is the mission? The mission is to bring the good news of his life, his death, and his resurrection, and above everything else, that he is still with us on the journeys, which means that in our journey, Jesus Christ is with us. He provides us with the strength we need, as he says in our first reading. He establishes us and he makes sure that we are restored, even though the enemy is prowling around like a roaring lion, looking for anyone to devour. That is the world around us. It is looking forward to assimilate us, to make us conform to the world. But the grace of God wants us to be transformed by the renewal of our hearts and our minds. Romans 12, verse 1 and 2. So, dear friends in Christ, as we carry on our mission of evangelization, let us allow ourselves first and foremost to be evangelized by the word of God, so that like Mary, in humility, we can bring Jesus Christ to those who are in need, to bring Jesus Christ to those who have not yet received the gospel. As we celebrate this feast day of St. Mark, may this be our prayer, that he will intercede for each and every one of us, that we may be good preachers of the gospel through a worthy way of life. Amen.